That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. These are busy days for everyone. Christmas shopping, wrapping, mailing, and a big list of other important things you must get done. And you certainly don't want anything to slow you down. A nagging headache or an unexpected spell of acid indigestion wouldn't be welcome. So why not be prepared with reliable Alka-Seltzer and the dependable relief it can bring for just such upset? You know from experience how annoying the combination of a nervous headache and an acid-upset stomach can be. And you should know how quickly Alka-Seltzer can bring you welcome relief. With plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand, you're prepared with relief in reserve. Ask your druggist for two packages of Alka-Seltzer next time. The extra package on the side keeps a fellow well supplied. Alka-Seltzer comes in two generous-sized packages, the hand-to-get-acquainted package for 30 cents, and the large economies package containing more than three times as many tablets for only 60 cents. What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner back in the feed room of the Jotham Down store working on their float for the Christmas parade. Listen.
Wait a minute, Abner. Hold it just a second.
What's the matter now?
Wait, hold it. Wait a minute.
What is it? I want to get this thing over with, Lum.
Well, we're building it all crooked here.
Well, it looks all right to me.
No, it don't. We ain't never going to win no $100 prize with a float that's all cockeyed. Look how the roof slants down on your side there.
Well, now, wait just a minute now. That's got to be even. Look there. Right down to the top of my head, just like it does your head on your side there. It's all right. Let's go.
That's right, ain't it?
Yeah, sure.
Must be an octopical illusion.
Huh?
What's the matter with me? No wonder it's Lance in that case. I'm a good foot taller than you, might not.
Sure, what's the matter with me? Yeah, that's the cause of it.
Of course, everything else looks a little off, too. Are you sure you're following the plans I drawed up for this float?
Yes, sir, I'm following them just exactly the way you drawed them. Maybe that's the trouble.
Well, glance over them again. Make sure we're doing this right.
Well, I still think it'd be to build this junk right direct onto the boat instead of building it here in the feed room.
No, because then somebody'd be bound to see it. And then Mose Moose would find out about it, and then he'd steal the idea from us.
Oh.
And win the prize.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe.
Let's see here. According to the plans we have, this little roof up here with the chimney on it ought to be...
Yeah, we got the framework for the roof did already, Lum.
You know, we want to be sure to make that chimney tall enough so as when I'm in it with the bag of toys, my feet won't hang down into the room below.
Well, I don't want you kicking me in the head, neither. I'm going to be the little boy standing there with my head up that chimney looking for Santa Claus.
Well, we'll take care of that.
Lum, I still think you ought to get somebody else for that little boy.
No, it'll be a lot easier with you.
I'm too old for it.
Well, we can get up to where nobody can tell how old you are.
Am I still going to have to wear them pajamas with the feet in them?
Yeah, that's best.
Doggy, I'll freeze to death running around that way.
Well, you'll be holding a candle in your hand.
Mom, a candle ain't going to keep me warm with just a pair of pajamas on out there in the main street of town in freezing weather.
Well, you can wear a couple of pairs of long underwear and a sweater under it.
I'd rather wear an overcoat over it. A good long one, too.
Abner, you ain't getting the right Christmas spirit for this.
Look, Lum, why don't we just have Cedric for that little boy? He don't know
He's
no
too
better.
Big, I tell you. We can't afford enough lumber to build a float that high. Besides, he's going to drive the tractor that pulls the float.
I thought he's going to one of Santa Claus's goblins and Mose Moose's float.
I talked him out of that.
You did?
But it weren't easy. Had to give him a month's supply of peanut butter.
Chunk style?
Yeah. And with him, a month's supply runs pretty high.
Don't think the float's going to break us up in business before we get done with him.
Yeah, but don't forget, this float's going to win us $100.
I hope so.
Wait a minute, was that somebody coming up in front?
I don't know.
Well, better look. We don't want nobody barging back here finding out what our float idea is. Might be spies sent out by Mose Moose.
Might be somebody up there stealing something, too. Let me take a look. Oh, no. Yes, Ben Withers. He done knows about the idea.
Done knows about it? How does he know about it?
Oh, I don't know. He was in the store yesterday, and it come up in the conversation.
Things, I hope he ain't told nobody.
Well, I'm holding it with a secret. Hey, we're back here, Ben.
Anybody here?
Yeah, I said we're back here in the feed room, Ben. Come on back here.
Oh, way back there in the feed.
Oh, here you are.
Yeah. Oh, my stars. What are you building? Abbott Hutch?
No, this is going to be part of our float in the parade.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Rabbits are attractive.
We ain't having rabbits.
Fine. I would say, however, that they possibly fit in better in an Easter parade, though.
Yeah, but, Ben, this...
Rabbits are more symbolic of the Easter tide than the Christmas, I think. Colored eggs, Easter baskets, one thing and another. I recall attending an egg roll on the Zinkafoose lawn in Mount Ida one year.
At Christmas?
No, it was for the children.
Huh?
It was quite a traditional thing with the Zinkafoose family. I recall this one particularly well. There were the two Zinkafoose boys, Herbert and Kenneth, all dressed up in their sailor suits and straw hats with pipes just alike.
Pipes?
Yes, they promised their father they wouldn't smoke until they were 21.
Oh.
Ben, I wonder if you'll excuse us. Me and Abner's got an awful lot of work to do on this float, and the parade's just a couple of days off, you know.
Fine. Well, the egg roll started off in the traditional fashion with Kenneth rolling the egg to Herbert, and then Herbert rolling it back to Kenneth.
That sounds like fun.
And then the old Mr. Zinkafoose joined the festivities. He caught up the egg and rolled it first to Kenneth, and then once to Herbert.
What did they do, just have one egg?
Fine. Then their mother, Mrs. Zinkafoose, gaily rushed out onto the lawn to catch up the egg, but she found a croquet ball and broke her hip and had to be counted out of the fun.
Oh, it's a shame she had to miss out on all that fun.
Well, the nice part of it was, the Zinkafooses put on the same traditional ceremony every year at Easter.
Every year? Must have been hard on Miss Zinkafoose.
Right.
Yeah, come on, Abner, we've got to get to work here.
Getting that croquet ball every Easter.
If we just get a couple of boards nailed on here, we'll have it to where we can take it out and see if it fits on the boat all right.
Yeah, all right, ready to get started.
Will you excuse us, Ben, if we go ahead and work?
Not at all, well.
Brace that side over there good and strong, Abner.
Yeah, I will. That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, I'm going to be up on that roof. I don't want it collapsing down with me.
Well, I'm bracing it. Don't worry.
Well, I'd stay here and help you, but I think I'd better go back to the jail and work on my own float.
Well, good.
Oh, don't get a hit that thumb again.
I'm giving up that idea of having a sleigh drawn by eight tiny bloodhounds.
Oh, that's a shame. That sounded like a good idea to me, Ben.
Well, I couldn't find any way to fasten matters on the bloodhounds. Even the Scotch tape wouldn't work. And on top of that, seven of the hounds ran away.
Seven? Why didn't the other one run away?
Well, he was asleep when the other one took out, and when he woke up, he couldn't seem to find the trail.
Yeah, it's a fine bloodhound when he can't even trail another bloodhound.
Well, I think what happened, he got mixed up in that Scotch tape and got some plastered across his nose.
Oh, might have did it. That might have been it.
Well, I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right, Ben.
Yeah, come back again when you can, Ben.
And don't tell nobody our float, Idy.
Yes, I will. Thanks.
I can't hardly wait to get this out on the boat and see how it looks.
Well, long will somebody see us if we take it out there?
I doubt it. We just have it out there long enough to check the measurements and then bring it right back in the field.
Oh, yeah. Gonna have to have somebody help us get this thing out of here, too. This is gonna be pretty heavy.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. No, you scared me.
You scared me, too.
I never heard you come in there.
Well, I come in just when Mr. Ben went out.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here, Cedric. You can help us take this contraption we're building here and take it out there and set it on the boat.
Yeah, we'll need you, Cedric. By the way, did you make arrangements with Earl Pomeroy to borrow his tractor to pull a boat with?
No, Mom, I never. I won't be able to run that tractor for all, Mr. Lum.
Huh?
You won't. Well, you said you would.
Yeah, we give you that peanut butter.
Yes, Mom, I know it. But since then, I found out I'm going to have to be in the float the school's getting up.
Oh, for pity's sake. Nothing seems to go right for me.
What are you going to do in the school float, Cedric?
Oh, let's see now. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be one of the three wise men.
Wise men?
Yes,
you?
Mom.
Who's the other two wise men?
Oh, Barrel Legs Crockett and Knucklehead Johnson.
So that's a fine trio of wise men you got there, a brain trust.
Well, thank you, Mom.
Are you going to ride on a float?
No, I'm going to ride on a camel.
Camel?
Yes, Mom. Not a real genuine one. It's one they're building.
Oh.
Cedric, don't you think you could get out of that and run the tractor for us?
Well, Lon, now, if he's been chose for the school float, I think he ought to do it now.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's an honor for him. He'll be a wise man.
Yeah, sure.
He'll look awful dignified riding up there on that camel with them other two fellas.
I'm going to wear my mama's kimono.
Huh?
Only trouble is, it's a little short for me.
Yeah, it looked like a long shirt on you, Cedric.
We're supposed to have one that comes clean down long to the ground, the teacher said.
Hey, Lon, why don't you let Cedric borrow that bathrobe of yours? That's a good long one.
Yeah, you'll use that if you want to, Cedric.
Well, much obliged. Of course, I guess it won't matter too much if I'm the middle wise man and ride twixt them humps on the camel's back. I wouldn't show much no way.
Now, is that where you're going to ride?
I don't know. I better check with my teacher and find out just what I am supposed to do.
Yeah, you better do that, Cedric.
Can I go in there and use your telephone?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead, Cedric.
But hurry right back, Cedric. We're ready to take this thing out here and try it on the boat.
Yeah, he's done going up the front lawn. Is it all ready now?
It's ready enough to see if it fits. We've got all the hard work did on it.
Yeah, I'm glad to get that over.
Just need to put the trimmings on it. Yeah. I thought we'd get some of that tissy paper that's got pictures of bricks on it to wrap around the kimbling.
Well, sir, I had that same idea. I laid a roll back for it.
Let's see now. I reckon if you and Cedric get on each side of it, I can hold the door.
You can hold the door?
Wait a minute. We'll have to tip it over sideways in order to get... Oh, my, look what we've done.
Huh?
We've built it big. We can't get it out the door.
For the land's sake.
Now we'll have to tear the whole thing down and start over.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Mr. Long.
Huh?
Don't let him in now, Cedric. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Say, I guess I won't have to borrow the ass rope after all.
Why, are you riding in the middle?
No, Mom, I ain't riding at all.
Huh?
I called my teacher and she said I had things a little mixed up. I ain't going to be on the camel. I'm going to be in it.
In it?
Yes, Mom. I'm the back half of it. You know, Mr. Lum, I might drive that tractor for you after all.
Well, is Cedric going to leave the front end of the camel without a hind leg to stand on? As the day of the parade nears, the rivalry between the merchants rises to fever pitch. It's fun to have a cold, but if you have a cold right now that is making you miserable, try Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treat. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once to relieve the stuffed-up fevery shake or misery of your cold. B, be careful. Rest, eat, and dress wisely. C, comfort. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer to soothe and comfort that raspy sore throat. Keep plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. It's easy to do if you'll just remember this rule. Always ask your druggist for two packages of Alka-Seltzer. Keep that extra package as relief and reserve. Alka-Seltzer is sold at all drugstores in two generous size packages. The handy get acquainted size for 30 cents, and the larger family size package containing more than three times as many tablets for only 60 cents. Mothers, are you having trouble getting your growing children to take their vitamins this winter? Try giving them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Each one-a-day brand multiple capsule contains all the vitamins for which the amount needed for grown-ups and children has been established. What's more, one capsule every day is all they take. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules are low in cost. A full 2 month supply for only $2. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamins. Good for growing children, adults. Remember, for vitamins the easy way, for vitamins the thrifty way, the brand you want is one-a-day. Again tomorrow and every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day Brand Vitamins. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.